Former Argentine President Carlos Menem pumped his fist into the air today after casting his ballot in the Argentine presidential election. Early results show Menem at or near the top of a large slate of candidates, but nowhere near the majority he would need to avoid a runoff in May. It seems that left-of-center candidate Lester Kirchner will be his opponent in that election. Today's voting took place as Argentines are still struggling in the aftermath of the collapse of their economy more than a year ago. Earlier today, we spoke with NPR's South America correspondent Martin Costi about the election and asked him whether it isn't surprising that Menem's running, given the fact that when he left office, he was embroiled in a scandal.
I certainly think if you'd asked any Argentine 2 years ago, when the economy was in the process of collapsing, that Carlos Menem would be making a great comeback, they would be quite shocked. He has a lot of enemies in Argentina, mainly because a lot of people blame him for sort of creating an artificial prosperity during the 90s when he was president for two terms. Whether or not that's fair is up to economists to debate. But a lot of people think he set the country up for a fall. Just for the record, the economy collapsed after he left office, but a lot of people blame him. There's also some tint of scandal surrounding his time in office. He was under house arrest for the better part of a year a couple of years ago because a prosecuting judge was investigating his former administration for illegal arms deals overseas. So he's a colorful figure, if nothing else.
Yeah. It sounds like voters in Argentina may not be completely ready to trust Menem again. Who are some of the other major candidates?
Well, there are 19 candidates running. It's a very fragmented field. The Peronist Party has split three ways. One of the Peronist candidates, one of the leading candidates, is a provincial governor named Néstor Kirchner. He's the candidate of the current caretaker government. Also, another likely person to make it into a second round is an economist named Ricardo Lopez Murphy. He's a conservative economist. He briefly served as economy minister before the great collapse. He had been preaching austerity. No one wanted to follow him down that path, and then later on the economy collapsed. So some people are now looking at him as perhaps the man to deliver the bitter medicine that Argentina needs. There are also some sort of anti-establishment figures, but they're not doing very well, which is a great surprise to many people.
Martin, I've read that voters haven't been terribly impressed or excited by these candidates. What is the mood of the voters there? Is there a sense that no one really has the answer to the country's problems right now?
There is a generalized, almost universal sense of throw the bums out when people talk about traditional politicians, especially members of the Peronist Party or the Radicals, as they're called, the other of the two big traditional parties. And yet, surprisingly enough, now that there's an election, it's those traditional candidates who seem to be leading the pack, although it's very fragmented. Argentines are mad at politicians. They don't trust them to solve any problems, but they certainly haven't found any alternative movements or figures to back in this race. So it's kind of a default back to the same group of people who used to run the country.
NPR's Martin Costi. Thanks very much, Martin.